All right, I'm back with more energy and I'm also completely awake. Last night I probably was 4% awake. I was really tired and I was bored. So, yeah. We're back. And let's just jump right into it. Today is February 17th, I believe. No, it's the 16th. I'm dumb. And yeah, it's the 16th of February. 2020. A year ago, I was probably doing something. I don't know what I was doing, but I was probably doing something. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, well, let's talk about a little recap of what's happened in the past, I don't know, 11 months for those of you who don't know. We had, basically a pandemic. Basically, yeah, what is a pandemic? And, yeah, we've been stuck inside for the past almost a year now. Well, not stuck inside, like completely inside. I mean, you can go out to the mall or to the park or something, I don't know. But yeah. And, it's been pretty weird. It's been about a year since I've seen a lot of my friends in person. Yeah, long time. And the Dodgers won the World Series, which is obviously something that me, probably one of the biggest Dodger fans ever, even though I don't show it, even though but I'm passionate about them. I was so happy. I was like in shock. I didn't know how to act, or not how to act, but how to like think of it as. It was kind of weird. But yeah, I've been just stuck inside. I played video games. I've been getting better at Photoshop and mixing things like music wise, like making acapellas and stuff like that. I've been getting better at those stuff. School wise, I don't mean. What can I say that already hasn't been said? It's just, you gotta deal with it. It's not something you can change. And, yeah, I mean, at first I thought, hey, online school, I could chill at home and do school. And it does kind of make you realize that we kind of took in-person school for granted. Like, you miss those interactions, you miss those moments that can only happen in school with your friends. You can't joke around. It's just like, it's just different. But hopefully we get back. And yeah, that's pretty much what's happened in the past year. It's basically just an elongated version of what I said last night. What's new with me? I got more clothes. I don't know if that's new. I got a record player and a CD player, and the CD player literally looks like a spaceship. I think I said that last night. And I have two vinyl records and six CDs, and they're all rap. Well, one's R&B. It's The Weeknd After Hours on vinyl, but you get what I mean. They're basically all rap inspired, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, I or any of my family members in my house have not gotten COVID, which is a blessing because, my stepdad works in the city and he works on buses, and a lot of people go on the bus and it could be someone who's infected, so he really is kind of doing his thing and just nearly getting infected. He's avoided it at all costs, which is crazy. But yeah. So I wouldn't know what COVID's like, and I can't tell you myself because I haven't experienced it yet. And I hope I don't, because I mean, even though it's still like a little cough, I don't want to go through that, We have lost some people on the way. Not my, well, in my family, we've lost like I think one person to it. And, you know, that's just what you got to deal with. You got to deal with the situations that are given to you. And yeah. But enough talking about me. Let's talk about sports, because sports have been very weird. Let me hold on. Okay. Sports has been in a very weird situation. It's like it exists, but no one's there. Except if, you know, your state is open, then yeah, there's people there. But let's go over the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-31. That was really sad. I gotta say that. I watched the entire Super Bowl and I just watched in disappointment as Tom Brady once again got another ring. And all of us non-Buccaneers / Patriots fans cried in disbelief. And yeah, that was pretty sad. But the halftime show was probably the best thing ever. The Weeknd performed. He's one of my favorite artists. And yeah, he did a really good job. My mom didn't know any of the songs he was playing, or she knew some of them. And she's like, "What's this? What's that?" I just ignored her because I just wanted to listen to the halftime show. Let's go on to the NHL. So they kind of did their thing, and now they're playing games. So the New Jersey Devils are playing the Rangers. The New York Islanders are playing the Sabres. Buffalo Sabres. The Washington Capitals are playing the Penguins. And the Colorado Avalanche is playing the Golden Knights of Las Vegas. That's crazy. They don't have an S at the end of their name. The Avalanche. That's a pretty unique name. Also, they added another team. I think it's from Seattle. I think it's Seattle something. But yeah, I guess a new team for you Seattle hockey fans. MLB, I think we don't have to go over this because everybody knows. The Dodgers won the World Series. They beat Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not Buccaneers, the Rays. They won Game 6, and that game was the best. Now, as a Dodgers fan, the absolute stress of watching the NLCS, I think, yeah, against the Braves. We were down 3-1, and then we came back and basically called the whole entire city of Atlanta and all their sports organizations clowns. I mean, it was a very, very tough week and a half of watching those games because it was like watching a car crash, even though they didn't crash, but they were about to, and the Dodgers almost lost. But, you know, we got to the World Series and we won it, and I cried, and I have a shirt, a hat, a pennant. What else do I have? I'm going to get more, but, I mean, it's just amazing. I'm so glad. And sports also is returning in about maybe 2 weeks, I think it is. Spring training, yeah. So, yeah, sports and MLB returning. Spring training, let's go. The NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers won the championship, and basically they dedicated it to Kobe Bryant, who passed away last year. Rest in peace. But now, this season has started again. You know, there's not many fans in attendance, but it's still a season, and it still counts. So the Boston Celtics are playing the Denver Nuggets today at 4. The Oklahoma City Thunder, another team without an S, they're playing the Portland Trail Blazers today at 5. Oh, I don't know why I'm yawning. Oh, I don't know. I'm not even tired. Oh. The LA Lakers are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves at 5 today. Yeah. The Memphis Grizzlies are playing the New Orleans Pelicans today at 5. And the Toronto Raptors are playing the Milwaukee Bucks today at 5. Damn, so many games at 5. That's weird, but it's not my league. And yeah, that's it for the sports. I don't know if I missed any sports. I probably did. But if I did, I don't care because I'm already moving on. I don't know what to say about what else I think. Hold up. Was next? I forgot the next topic. I should really plan these out, but I don't because it's really just off the rip brain things. Oh my God, 10 minutes? Who's listening to this for 10 minutes? I would definitely think you people would fast forward it. Anyways, music exists. Probably new album dropping this week from some artist that I don't know, and I really don't know. That's just it. I haven't planned this out. Yeah, but let's get on to the joke of the day. Everybody's favorite, absolute best. Best. Best part of the day. All right, here's the joke. What did the buffalo say to his son? Bye, son. I like that one. That's a good one. I like dad jokes. They're just stupid, and you're guaranteed to not get a genuine laugh, but they get like, oh my God, laugh. And that's the best type of laugh because a genuine laugh is really hard to generate or to do because it has to be really something that is really good. And I'm not good at that at all. So I just get random dad jokes off and hopefully make people laugh in the other way of just why. But yeah. That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back next week. And there's probably going to be more news next week. And I don't know how to cover it because, to be honest, I don't know where this is going to go. But yeah. And also, I'm going to do this thing called Song of the Day. So whoever's listening to this, you can listen to the song. And yeah. Today's Song of the Day, and it'll also be the outro, but just the outro of the song because, you know, copyright. Today's song of the day is I Don't Even Speak Spanish LOL by XXXTentacion. And it's a really good song. It's like really like kind of like Latin, like just dum bum bum bum, like the beat is really the beat that gets you. And yeah, I love that song, so I recommend it to whoever is listening to this. And it'll be in the outro. So, yeah. Enjoy your day or night. And remember, people will love, not people will love you. Everybody loves you. And that's pretty much it. I don't know what else to say. I would say more, but, you know, it's already a 13-minute podcast, not including the outro or the intro. So, yeah. I'll see you guys next week. And, yeah. Bye.